Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again, unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." I want to share with you this morning that my life was changed forever the moment that Jesus Christ came in and took over the lordship and leadership of my life. If Jesus had not done that, if he had not accepted me as his own, if he had not received me into his kingdom, I would still be the same child of hell that I was before I was saved. My life is changed forever because I am born again. If God had not been rich in mercy, if God had not made me alive with Christ even when I was dead in transgressions, I would still be a lost, condemned sinner on my way to hell. I would still be foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. I would be living in malice and envy, hating others, and being hated by them. But in kindness and in love, God, my Savior, appeared in my life, and he saved me, not because of any righteous things I had done, for there were none, but because of his mercy. If Christ had not come into my life, if the Holy Trinity had not intervened in my existence, I would be in a terrible state. But I might not even realize it. Without Jesus, I might have become a criminal. I might be in prison right now. That's the direction in which I was headed before I was born again. With my short temper and my violent, self-centered ways, I might have assaulted someone in a moment of anger. I might even have killed somebody. It's possible that then I might have realized the state in which I was without Christ, but maybe not. Or I might have developed more subtle, respectable ways of dealing out violence and destruction for my own self-satisfaction and self-advancement. Before I was born again, I was capable of anything. No sin was beyond the scope of my corrupt capability. And you know what? That's still true. The old Adam is still alive and kicking. I'm still susceptible, all too susceptible to the pressures and the pleasures of this sinful world. And Satan, the prince of this world, is still at me constantly. But the big difference is that now I am born again. I have Christ in me, the hope of glory. Greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I am born again. When did that happen? I can tell you the exact day and year that I was born again, that I was saved, that Christ came into my life. It was November 4th, 1945, when at the age of 19 days old, I was baptized. in the name and into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I was 19 days old when God intervened in my hell-bound life and rescued me from a life of destruction, agony, and defeat. I was 19 days old when I was born again of water and of the Spirit. Do I remember the experience of being born again? Of course not. So what? Do you remember the experience of being born? I don't. Do you? Well, if you don't remember the experience of being born, does that mean you're not alive? Because you can't remember your birth? Of course not. Here we are, living, breathing, human beings. And because we are born again of water and of the Spirit, here we are alive in Christ. I did not choose Jesus. Jesus, in His grace, chose me. He appointed me to go and bear much fruit, fruit that will last. And as I continue in Christ and in His Word, I am really and truly His disciple. And I bear much fruit. But apart from Jesus, I can do nothing. From the fullness of His grace, I have received one blessing after another. And now I am about to receive with you the unspeakably wonderful blessing of His body and His blood for me, for the forgiveness of my sins, for you, for your forgiveness. Christ invites us to eat and to drink with Him now as we look forward to His great victory banquet in eternity. My story is really His story. My life is changed forever because of Jesus Christ. Because of Him, by the working of His Spirit, in the water and the Word, I am a child of the Heavenly Father, born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or the will of man, but born of God, born from above, born again. Is that your story too? All praise to God, into whom we are baptized and in whom we live, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.